So was Maharaj Priyavrata entangled in sense gratification? Was he? Was he not?
No.
No, okay. Please give Prabhu the mic.
Entanglement means you can't give it up, but because he could give it up, that means he wasn't entangled.
Very good point. Very, very good point. I really appreciate that point. So he was not entangled. So he was not entangled. Okay. That's very, very... Does anybody oppose to that statement? No. I agree. That's very... Thank you for enlightening that. Yes, he was not entangled. If he was entangled, he wouldn't have been able to give it up. Was he gratifying his senses? Maybe he wasn't entangled. Okay. Was he having some sense gratification? Let's put it this way. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Divyanga Prabhu?
Yes.
Could you give him the mic?
Yes. What's wrong with sense gratification? I got nothing against it. As long as you don't forget Krishna, that's the point. Sense gratification means I'm doing something that distracts me from the Lord and my service.
Okay. Anybody has any opposition to that statement?
So, what is sense gratification? Srila Prabhupada explained in sex life is meant for procreation of children. Anything after that, it's shaky, you know, it's running on thin line really. And so this is a question that would always be in an assembly, you know. It would always be there and some would always be to and fro. But bottom line is...
Tirukhan Prabhu, sorry to interrupt you. My question here is, was Maharaj Priyavrata engaged in sensual gratification?
Well, sensual gratification was there, but I mean his duty, his higher duty also was executed. You know, we know that later on he would divide the earth into seven dvipas and so forth, and then put his sons in each one and so forth, you know.
Okay.
So the main purpose was server, you know what I mean?
So you're saying he was not engaged in sense gratification?
Well, maybe some sensual gratification
okay,
was
maybe
there.
Maybe some sense gratification.
You know, but okay. Breaking religious principles, I don't know.
No, I'm not, no, okay. We're not talking about breaking regulative principles. I mean, we're not talking about, we're just talking about, he's, you know, is there anything wrong? He is, you know, absorbed in how his wife is smiling and laughing and dressing and sweetly, whatever, and he's... And is giving him energy, and as a king, you have to, people praise you, so you're here, you know, you're woken up by the music, and praises are there by the citizens, and you know, all this is happening. So there's some, I'm assuming some sense gratification. We're not talking about breaking regulative principles.
That's part of marriage.
Yeah, okay, that's part of marriage. So basically you're saying, not a big deal.
Oh,
he was doing that duty as a husband. Yes, Pran Govinda Prabhu.
What I understand from Lord Krishna speaking to Uddhava, he said the devotee means tavat karmani kurbita javat niraveddha javata mat katha sravanadova saddha javanna jayate. As long you don't have a taste to hear about me, you haven't come out of sense gratification.
As long as one doesn't have a taste to hear Srimad Bhagavatam or
Krishna,
or about Krishna, then if you don't have a taste,
then the result, next result, he says, na niraveddha javata, then you will have a cessation with the material enjoyment.
So if you don't have a taste, then you're going to be continuing to desire to have sense of gratification. So Priyavrata, again, my question, I'll bring that question back to you, Prangavana Prabhu. So Maharaj Priyavrata, we heard here Shukadev Goswami saying that he reawakened his desire. What was it? Something I read. Let's see. Yeah, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj Priyavrata reawakened to his senses. This is Shukadev Goswami saying that he reawakened to his senses. That means he wasn't awake before?
He's not aware it's necessary that way. Engagement, anything that will please, like Bhakti, our Prabhupada asked a question to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Rupa Goswami Pad, who had all the lavish, luxury life, and he gave up everything and engaged, and he is glorified by all the Vaishnavas. Ramananda Rai, in opposite to that, he retired with a full pension, with a palace, maid servants, cook, everything that anybody desired. But he is also glorified as a great devotee. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, I'm paraphrasing, told to Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, that it's just like a lady who is ready to serve her husband. When he's present, she dressed very beautifully with ornaments and everything. And when husband is not there, she doesn't have a service towards him. She doesn't dress very well. Prabhupada said, don't even take bath or something like that. So the bottom line is that when someone, to please Krishna, whatever is required. So to please, Priyavrata's case is pleasing under his guru's guidance.
So then
whatever he did is all perfect.
Okay, so it's all perfect. So no sense gratification he has performed. Varuna, you have some comment?
He was asked to serve in that manner. You know, like he's the king, he has to procreate and all. So he followed that as his duty, but in some sense, he got to follow that duty, he got covered a little bit. Mm-hmm. And like Krishna gives you remembrance, but he also gives you forgetfulness. So it's coming, you know, to perform his service, he had to be attracted to his wife. He had to, you know, otherwise, how could he do it? He could say, well, I don't like my wife, but I have to procreate. How can you do that? It's not possible. So,
okay, so there is, there's some mixed comments that it was sense gratification, but no, it was not, because it was done out of duty. And naturally speaking, psychologically, a king, in order to do the service that he has to do, he needs that help from the wife, and so that's what he was doing. He got that help from his wife, encouragement. You know, I mean, he actually, King Priyavrata ruled for 1100 million years or something, like a huge, very large number. So yes, maybe he was not having sense gratification. When we read this past tense, naturally we think about ourselves. Like, am I, you know, when I was preparing for this class, I was thinking sense gratification. Prabhupada is so strictly saying, you know, what is our process to chant the holy name? He also says that in that Parama Karuna, he says, one simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, without any motive of sense gratification, without any motive of sense gratification. And our acharyas are saying this, are singing about that, are expressing to the Lord that please take away this sense gratification. And so you wonder, oh, how much sense gratification do I have in my life? You know, what do I have to get rid of? And just to give you a little example, and then you can tell me, was that sense gratification? Maybe it's hard for you to understand whether Priyavrata was gratifying senses or not. But just for Mother's Day, my sister-in-law, she normally gives me a gift certificate for massage, because she knows massage is for the body, to keep help to keep the body good. But this year, she gave me a pretty far out gift certificate, and it was to do
nails.
Now, at 61, for the first time, I went to do my nails. And it was just not my fingernails, my toenails. And I sat down there, and I enjoyed myself there. You know, people, you put your feet in the water, and it's warm water, and they put lotion, and, you know, just sit down, and I had my clicker just chanting and enjoying myself there, you know, and I'm thinking, okay. The lady who was sitting in front of me, who was doing it, had actually a pendant of Buddha. So that was very nice. I was looking at it, and very beautiful color. And, you know, it was a very good experience. And she said, oh, we'll charge a little extra for doing some paint. Not just like this normal paint, but like design on the nail. So I said, oh, well, might as well go for it, you know. So paid a little extra to get a little nice flower design on my nail and my toenail. And one thing I did get from there, besides just enjoying myself, was she was using this brush to paint. And I liked how she was painting. It was a very thin brush, and how you press it and whatever the flower comes. And for Giriraj, for years now, we use the end of a toothpick to make designs. And I would say it's not a bad job, yeah? I mean, I can make flowers and little whatever. But I was thinking, oh, not a bad idea to actually. And I also got a design idea from this. I actually painted Giriraj just like this. That was on my nail. But a question here is, was that sense gratification? Is my sister-in-law engaging me in sense gratification? That's a question, a serious question.
No.
Akuti saying yes. Akuti saying yes. Anybody wants to say oppose?
No.
Chandrika has something to say.
If it was someone else, me for example, it probably would have been, but you were chanting, you were meditating on Giriraj, you were applying what you were learning in your deity worship. So I vote no on this one.
Oh, so you're giving me full blessings to do it every month or something like that? Okay, Ragatmika, okay, you tell me.
I think it was sense gratification. Your senses were feeling gratified.
Okay.
You were enjoying the warm water and the lotion. I mean, if that wasn't sense gratification.
Okay.
Okay. So it's just like prasadam. Prabhupada said, you know, prasadam is our sense gratification.
Okay. So that was sense gratification.
Something else would be, is it spiritual sense gratification?
Oh. Yes, it's interesting what Pranga Govinda Prabhu is saying. We, as devotees, we gratify our senses to the max. I don't think so. There's any other group of people who gratify senses like we do. I mean, really. The other day, one devotee asked me over for prasadam. And you know what she served? I can't believe that. She served taco pizza. I mean, you have pizza, and on top of that, taco toppings. Have you ever heard of that before? Taco pizza. But it's all prasadam. I mean, who comes in the morning and sings and dance? I mean, there's live music playing on every 4:30 in the morning. You can come. There's live music for you, and you sing and dance. Which community? Who does that? That you can sing and dance to live music?
A lot of churches do.
What's that?
A lot of churches do.
A lot of churches do. Every day?
They get rock and roll.
But every single day is available for you?
Maybe every day.
Yeah, every single day at 4:30 in the morning?
No.
I mean, so the amount of sense gratification, yes, Pran Govinda Prabhu is saying spiritual sense gratification. There is so much spiritual sense gratification. The kind of prasadam we eat, the kind of life we have, the kind of association we have, the kind of gatherings we have. So yes, we definitely have a lot of spiritual sense gratification. Now whether the going to do manicure and pedicure, whether that is spiritual sense gratification, we have to figure that out. But concluding the class, I would like to say that Srila Prabhupada is saying here that in this Parama Karuna, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he's saying, when he says that this direct instruction by the Lord to any devotee who is detached from the world of sense gratification is possible, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. That's interesting, the example that he gives, the verse that he quotes, he says, unto the devotees who are constantly engaged in Lord's transcendental service, the Lord, out of his causeless mercy upon the devotee, gives direct instructions so the devotee may make accurate progress on the path returning back to Godhead. So in this example, he uses that as stated in Bhagavad Gita. In other words, the way for us to get detached from the world of sense gratification is to be constantly engaged in Lord's transcendental pastimes. To be constantly engaged. So in one sense, we don't have to so much worry about sense gratification. At least that's how I see it. And what Chandrika was saying, that, oh, at least you were chanting there while you're gratifying your senses. At least you were chanting or you're thinking about Giriraj. There's something to that. Because Prabhupada is saying to be constantly engaged. So if we are constantly engaging ourselves, trying our best to engage ourselves and remembering Krishna, then the detachment will happen from the world of sense gratification. Although Akuti said, no, it's pure sense gratification. So I will definitely think about that. But
and that kind of instruction says giving and receiving gifts, so
yes.
You do.
Yes. And you know what? That is so true, because thank you, Akuti, for bringing that point up, because that's exactly what I did. When Kirtana gave me that, and my first reaction was, what am I going to do with this? And I thought, oh, I know, I will gift it to my daughter. She loves sense gratification, you know. Let me give it to her. I thought about that. But then I thought, no, Kirtaniya always gives me a massage, but she has certainly thought about this, and she specifically, for some reason, has given this to me. And when I thought like that, I appreciated her love that she gave to me that way. And she, knowing her sister-in-law, that what she may do, she made sure that she came and picked me up, made an appointment, picked me up, and brought me to the place. But I was going to do that. I was going to do that. I was going to go and get my nails. But yes, it was a loving exchange, and I really appreciated that. So So thank you, Kirtanya. Sorry for putting you on the spot there like that. But anyway, yes, Rala.
Knowing you, it was not sense gratification. I don't think you're capable of it outside of Krishna consciousness. And number two, we're supposed to look nice when we come to see Ravi Shankar.
Oh, okay. So we're supposed to do that. Very good point. Yeah, well, that's an important aspect. We are supposed, Prabhupada wanted us to dress nicely, not with one different socks, different color socks, and other things like we used to do. Anyway. Well, yes, Raghavan Guru.
Lord Brahma, speaking to Priyavrata Maharaj, said, give up your jealousy. Mm-hmm. He was pointing to the idea that Priyavrata was reluctant to accept the instruction, and he saw the jealousy there.
Yeah.
In other words, can you expand on that?
Yeah, I definitely thought about that, like, wow, that's a pretty heavy word that Lord Brahma used, is jealousy, envy. What would you like to say, Raghavan Guru, in response to your own question?
Well, I would guess if we harbor any, like when Prabhupada says, I want, if there's anything that we say, I want, even if it's to adopt the renounced lifestyle, that's still an enjoying mood. Mm. And it's competing with Krishna.
Yeah.
It's that original sin, envy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for responding to your own question. Anybody else would like to respond to Mother Gatnika's? Yeah. Oh.
It's not related to this. Yes. But,
please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. For example, I had chronic diseases. I also have now. I tried several therapies. Some of them was massages. Yeah. And of course, I think that it's important, the consciousness you are doing something. I really need to feel better to do my service and to can deal with my day. Otherwise, I stay in the bed because too painful for me. And so I think it's really important also to set a consciousness. Okay, I'm swimming, I'm doing massages, I'm doing that kind of therapies because I really need that my body can work, can help me to deal with my day, to serve other people. Otherwise, I can't do it. And so it's not always easy because message is good, you know. But the important thing is the consciousness, to train this consciousness. Okay, I'm doing this, but why? What is my purpose?
What is my motive? Like Prabhupada said, motive here, without any motive of sense gratification. So you're getting a massage not for sense pleasure, but to be able to do proper whatever service you can do with your body that Krishna has given you.
Yeah, exactly. Also, when you train, you can go to the gym to make muscles, so you are so wonderful and you can attract a lot of women, or you can feel also better with yourself. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can go there because you feel that your body needs it, because otherwise you are too weak and you can't really doing your everyday life. So it's consciousness. You can go there for one reason or for another reason. And when you read this beautiful pastime, I think that it's something like this, the consciousness that the king had in doing his duty. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Verona, Prabhu. What's your name, Prabhu?
Sam.
Thank you.
Prabhu uses the word duplicitous, so you don't want to have duplicity. So, and the Bhagavatam says, ahaituki apatihata, and that's the only thing that will satisfy the soul by doing service in that.
Thank you. Thank you for everybody making their comments, and especially as you, Sam Prabhu's question, comment that he was making, especially when the body gets older, you have to put more time. More time in taking care of the body, and so one has to accept that we need to do that so that we can do whatever little bit of service that we can do as the body ages. So, anyway. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for your kind attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.